from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Aldis Chapman is signing with the Pirates News. And then disagreed with Zeiss on Taylor Ward. I think that's another one of his greatest hits.
Yep.
And then scoffed at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. discussion.
He did. Oh, there was scoffage.
So this is from his YouTube show a short time ago on The Deadline. He said that the Pirates, this is Ethan Fisher is the reporter who gave the shorthand of this from Rum Bunter, said that the Pirates have been eyeing Nick York for some time, and that they had multiple teams talking about Priester. Also says they were in on Winker and Pham. They still like Taylor Ward and want to move Martin Perez. Ultimately believes they do end up getting a bat. That's Murray.
Until I see a major league bat come here, and I think, by the way, York should be on the team. I don't know. They must be backfilling with a pitcher for Priester, presumably. That has to be at least part of it.
Or they're not making the roster move right now until, because he can't get to Houston yet.
Or yeah, there's other things that are going to happen that they're going to do. I hope that's what it is. I'll tell you what I'm tired of hearing. And Jim Bowden, who's awesome, came on with us. Great talk. Obviously, a guy who's been in the business for a long time, been a GM, been making these calls, been making these deals, said the Pirates
either has a toupee or
the
dies
Pirates
his hair.
Were a close second on what, Chisholm to the Yankees, I believe he said.
Did you see Clint Hurdle's take on that?
Yes, but I agree with Clint. I agree with Clint. He said the only person who cares or thinks about whether or not a team was a close second is the GM that
didn't
get it done.
Did you see that tweet, Donnie? It was just like a
Hurdle
total
just
shot at
it.
Huntington.
Yeah, just
I
nuked
did not.
It.
Yeah. From Clint.
I mean, it's a shot at every GM, but yes, definitely Neil Huntington.
But because we would hear that,
yes,
remember
they were
the
close
David
on
Price
David
sweepstakes,
Price.
They were second.
But I'm starting to hear that again. Oh, they were in on Winker. Well, I wonder who's telling some of these reporters saying that they were really seriously in on him. Probably the guy didn't get the deal done, or one of his people. Hey, they were close. Hey, they were a close second on Chisholm. They were in on Winker. They like Taylor Ward. You want to bet somebody's going to like Taylor Ward more than them come tomorrow, come deadline time? I will.
Well, that was another one that
he said, oh, he's
said
too
unrealistic.
Expensive.
Yep.
The guy is like 5 for his last 600.
And I get, like, Perez just had a really good start against
St. Louis.
Which,
why do I want him that badly if he stinks right now?
Yeah, you don't. Well, here's why you do, because you just want
something, some sign.
But we got into that. We fell into that trap with the Archer trade.
Well, yeah, you're right. They would trade, like, Tamar Johnson, Bubba Chandler, and, like, Harrington for Taylor Ward just to say, look, we did something.
Murray said they want to move Perez. I get it. He's making a good amount of money. He's expendable. He's depth pitching for you right now. Mm-hmm. Although his last start was really good. You do that, though, you take another major league player off your roster. You've got to get major league help back. Or you free up. See, I just don't like the idea that you have to free up
money to do something
else. I just don't like the let's rob Peter to pay Paul business here.
Well, just it. When does any other team, unless it is massive amounts of money being talked about, like way more than the Pirates have ever committed to one player for 1 year.
Yep.
When do you ever hear, seriously, I know the Rays have offloaded a bunch of salary lately, but they've had way more success. When do you otherwise really hear about such and such team wants to do a deal, but they have to free up money to make the deal possible? I never feel like I hear it, even when small market teams are involved, Pony.
Well, I just saw St. Louis, they said they DFA'd Gallegos because they wanted to free up money. And when I read that, I'm like, I am stunned by this. These are the freaking Cardinals having to do this stuff.
I'm going to say this again. It's different. I hold it to a different standard when the team has won big and been like a paragon of generally excellence. The Cardinals have a payroll that's in the 150s or 160s right now. The Pirates don't. Now, I don't want to hear about we've got to get out from under like the $3.6 million remaining
now, look,
on Perez's deal.
If you trade Perez and it's a baseball trade like the one where the Phillies and Orioles made with each other and you get an outfield bat that comes back for him because somebody needs starting pitching, well, then fine. You know, if that's what Ben wants to do, and it's just, again, though, it's not like adding to your team. It's just changing your team. It's taking pitching away and adding hitting, which is what they need. But it's not like a reinforcement thing. You're making a part of your team a little bit worse because you need another part of your team to get a lot better. And I just wish they didn't. My point is, I wish they just didn't have to do that.
Just add. You don't have to constantly subtract while adding.
Baseball America, they looked at this over an 18-year period. One out of every five prospects that got dealt at the deadline turned into a decent major leaguer. Not even good. That's 21% was the number that they had. So why do these guys freak out over trading prospects?
Because they get married to the idea of we pick the guy, he's going to be good. Or they think, worst case, they think we have to have all these guys hit because we aren't going to find players elsewhere. We aren't going to go buy free agents. We aren't going to be an active player there. We have to have these guys work out. We're just going to clutch them close to us.
412-928-9370. We've got tickets to give away to a big concert at PNC Park in September. We want to get your thoughts here on the Nick York trade. They made one deal. They sent Quinn Priester out for a Red Sox prospect who was rated 6th by their organization, and he can probably come up and play now based on what he did at AAA. Does that quench your trade thirst? 412-928-9370. How do you feel about that deal? And your thoughts on what's happening to the Pirates as other teams make trades. Donnie Levitt show at 6. You are usually a very glass half full fan of the Pirates. Is that how you're looking at them right now at this moment? Is the glass half full on what's happening? That's usually your MO. Sometimes we'll bring you in and you say, I don't want to say anything negative about these guys.
Negative Nancy.
Might be finding out at 6:05.
Yeah.
I just gave a rough estimate.
Do you think that you'll be more intense than Chad in Chambersburg?
Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Rowdy Tellez, thank you. Joey Bart, thank you. But Ben Cherington, this is a direct message to you. Are you awake? Are you awake? You are wasting generational talent in false schemes. Keller, Jones when he comes back healthy. This pitching staff, this fan base deserves more from you. Wake up! I know the owner is tight, but he has given you permission to do something. You are standing there sleeping, and then you go on your radio show and say, oh, we have deals, but we're not sure they're the right deals. This team has fought their butt off. Yes, they lack offensive talent. Yes, they are bad offensively, but they have fought back for 2 games over, 1 game over. Give them some help, you coward. Do something. Help this fan base out. Show you care. Go make a deal. This team has all the talent to make a run, and the fan base deserves more. I'm sick of this guy. He's had 5 years to develop something offensively. He's done nothing. He tanked for 3 years. He's done nothing to provide anything offensively. Go help this fan base. Help this team. They deserve it.
I have my heart of peach country, Chad in Chambersburg.
Oh, dude, we've gotten those 2 weeks in a row now at the old CSA. You know how many of them? Ace has eaten like 7 of them.
Oh, they're fantastic.
In like a 2-day span. But no.
You have a favorite part there, Donnie?
Yeah, the part where he just yells, "This guy is standing there, sleeping."
I like the...
Like he's a horse.
I just like that he goes so hard. That he goes so hard into coward, and you think, no way can he keep the energy up. That seems like it was his crescendo, but he brought it all the way back at the end.
Yeah.
He really... Handball, by the way, has distracted me. What are these guys doing?
It looks like whoever drew the line on the outside did a horrible job. It's not even.
Like the one from the...
The nets look like they got him from like a local rec center down the street. This doesn't even look professional.
What was it? The women's Final Four or wherever? Where
look
they
at
had
that
the wrong
line.
Three?
That's not even.
Wait, what was it? The women's NCAA tournament? They had the wrong line?
Yeah, one end
wrong
of the
distance?
Court. The 3-point line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And what's wrong? All right, we are 24 hours and change away from Major League Baseball's trade deadline, and to this point, the Pirates have not added a Major League player. They made the Quinn Priester trade. We think that's a good deal to get back Nick York, who Mulzy was saying is now rated by MLB.com as the Pirates' 5th best prospect.
He's ahead of even the legendary, MLB Pipeline. He's ahead of even the legendary Hunter Barco, who's all the way down at 13th. Nick York, 5th best, ahead of even Thomas Harrington.
So let me just say how kooky this is. Because now he's their 5th best guy, right?
That's what I said.
So does that mean if, I don't know, the A's called and said, we'll trade you Brent Rooker for
Nick York.
Nick York. Do they say, oh man, we can't give
he's
up our 5th rated
prospect? No, you would say like, yes, we will do that deal with you right now.
I know, but up until this point, we valued,
up
or
until
some people have.
5 hours ago, he wasn't your prospect. Now he is.
Value these top 5, top 10 prospects and say you can't trade these guys for the outfielders.
Sometimes
that are out
when
there.
We talk about the prospect stuff anymore, I understand that's the lifeblood of every organization, even the really deep-pocketed ones. Sometimes I feel like I'm just tripping on acid. With some of the like the way that certain teams, and specifically the Pirates in this case, seem to value certain guys. Like, there should be very few true untouchables in their system.
Jim Bowden, who made us all believe that the Pirates were going to get Jazz Chisholm, and I'll never forgive him for that, although the first chance we get to have him back on the air, I will absolutely take him up on it.
And say nothing to him about that.
The Rays have already made 6 trades, says Bowden, and it's likely that first baseman Yandy Diaz will be dealt. And he says it's a 3-horse race. Mariners, and then the 2 teams playing tonight in Houston, the Pirates and Astros.
Well, the Mariners have actually made a ton of additions.
Yes, because they were the worst hitting team in baseball and somehow still in playoff contention.
They've been exceptionally busy.
Worse than the Pirates as a hitting team.
Who is the other team that's worse? The Marlins, I think?
Yeah, and White Sox are pretty much bad at everything.
Do you think they're going to get Yandy Diaz?
No, because I don't know where they play him. I think McCutcheon's locked in at DH, and I think Rowdy, frankly, I don't really want to make out of the lineup.
Still isn't really off of his hot streak.
I've never in my entire life following sports in this town gone from hating somebody to loving someone as fast as Rowdy.
It would be like if Mike Mitchell had become Steve Atwater and Ronnie Lott rolled into one in the middle of his Steelers tenure. All at once, he's intercepting passes, KOing people. That's the closest thing I can think
of. I'm a Rowdy guy now. You?
He's been good. I mean, when I watched him come up lame with that back spasm, I actually got bummed out. And then you know what? He's the only reason they didn't get swept. What if we find out that Rowdy's big double is the only reason they didn't go full sail here? Try to sell Chapman, Perez, everybody.
Let's get some of your thoughts. 412-928-9370. Here's Dave in Irwin. Hello, Dave.
All right. I just got a report coming off the wire that Pirates are going to trade the Pirate Parrot for Permane sandwiches for Josh Bell, who's going to get DFA'd. We wouldn't want to let that get waived and dipped. DFA and then get him for nothing to come back. Maybe that might be something there.
All right, thank you, Dave. Yeah, Nightingale did say that he thinks that Bell is realistic. But again, where the hell does he play?
Also, you said it already, and I just am more saying this to rail against it. Andrew McCutcheon's locked in at DH. So again, if the A's made them an offer involving Brent Rooker that actually was to their liking, they wouldn't take it because we can't play him in the field. And well, Andrew McCutcheon's locked in at DH.
But you wouldn't want to move Josh Bell ahead of McCutcheon.
No. I'm talking about Brent Rooker.
Yes, I
Brent
know.
Rooker kicks
Brent Rooker
ass.
Is eighth
He's
or ninth in the league in OPS.
Right now. Yes.
And clowning people on social media. I don't know if you saw that.
I know somebody lost a bet, and what did he say to the person? Basically, they whined and bitched to him.
He said, I needed you to hit a home run, and I would have made 21K, and you could only hit singles. And he said, my brother, I cannot even begin to express how much I do not care. That's my kind of guy right there.
Yeah, anybody, any single person that sincerely tweets an athlete with, you didn't do this and therefore I lost my bet, not enough dunks can be put on those people.
He's like the antithesis of Tucapita Marcano.
What if he had just said, I'm so happy I didn't homer, those singles felt great.
Marcano would have tweeted back, I lost that bet too, brother, I feel your pain.
I had me for three home runs.
Jim is next. Hello, Jim.
I'm not upset, and I'll tell you the reason why. I'm an optimist. I'm not a pessimist.
How about being a realist where you don't find
you can look at it. That's an industry-wide opinion. Now, I don't know about you, but the clock is not Tuesday at 6.
True.
Now, I don't know what they're going to do. You even admitted it was an industry-wide opinion. It wasn't any source from MLB. The guy it was on, I think.
Yes. Do you have like one of those old computer printers from like 1995 going in the background?
No. I'm a Medicare. I'm printing something right now.
All right.
Look, I'm 72. I've followed the Pirates since 1960. That reminded me.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an easy way to print money, but having said that. But no, seriously, get them baseball. Yes, Gaines is pitching tonight. There's a good chance they're going to win. I mean, maybe they'll only give him a run. Okay. Having said that, I know this is crazy. Everyone's picking the Cardinals, but the Pirates have the best pitching staff in their division. I don't think anyone questions that.
Everyone's picking the Cardinals to do what? I mean, I don't
to
really...
win. To win. Win well, one guy said, well, I was watching MLB, and they said, well, they figure they'll make a run. I mean, I'm talking about in baseball. No one's predicting the Pirates to do anything. They're not predicting to win a division. They're writing them off. Well, I was watching MLB last night. Rooker is off the books.
Sure. So what's the point you're trying to make here? You're fine with them
doing
nothing?
I'm not upset. You ask if I'm upset. Now, the guy they got will fill in for Gonzalez until he gets better.
Yeah. All right, Jim. I mean, that's your prerogative. You're not upset. I'm not forcing you or making you to be upset.
I'm sorry. I just snapped out of a coma.
Let's see if Brian agrees. Hello, Brian. You're next.
I just don't understand their vision of it. They draft all these middle infielders that they have, they say, about development, but then they go out and so far only trade for a middle infielder that, at this point in time, do you have any type of confidence that they can develop any bat? Plus, he could have one foot on the major league, diamond and one foot in. Are you are you really confident that they're going to develop him into any more than just an average bat like every other bat they have in the middle?
I'm not going to say I'm confident of that. I think what it's an indictment on the other guys who could play second base if they went out and got this player at that position. Triolo, Bay, Pagero. I mean, all those guys they either traded for at one point thought something of, and they got to go outside the organization at a position where they should have guys to fill in and do a good job. Oh, by the way,
so that's indicative of me less than the players than more of the organization, because this is the fifth, sixth, seventh guy that you're trying this with, and you keep ended up in the same place.
By the way, good news for you. The Pirates have officially signed second-round pick Wyatt Sanford, a shortstop, $2.5 million bonus, son of the legendary Pirate Chance Sanford.
Mm.
Donnie, you remember Chance Sanford?
Maybe his walk-up song could be Sanford and Son. You like that one, Horse?
John is next. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every day on the way home from work.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, So my thing on this is the bottom of our order is just flat out terrible. I mean, when Triolo is in the lineup and he's batting 202 and he's like the top hitter out of the last four.
So 7-8-9 tonight is Bay, Triolo, and Grandal, to your point. That's what we've got.
Yeah,
7-8-9.
They need another bat. I mean, they clearly need a bat. They need an outfielder. And then they get York, okay. But, what's that say about Tremaine Johnson? I mean, to me, why don't we trade some of these top players?
I think you mean
players?
Tamar Johnson. What's it say about him? I don't think they're looking that – I think this deal, even though the guy's got a lot of contract control because he's
about
never played
this
in the major
year.
Leagues, I think
it's
about trying to help them
term.
Out. Yeah.
He's going to be up sooner rather than later. I don't think they're thinking anything about Tamar Johnson. Is that a combination of Tremaine Edmonds and
maybe,
Tamar Johnson?
But all this does is, I think – make up for the or try to make up for the loss of Gonzalez. The point of the trade deadline was not to try to help injured Pirates players. It was to help the healthy ones who can't friggin' hit.
It
Chris.
Was to help augment a team in the idea was that you were helping a team that was healthy. Yeah, this is a trade almost made, it feels like, directly in response to an injury.
Mike is in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
fellas?
Good to talk to you again, Mike.
Yeah, man, you guys too. Yeah, I can't wait till they announce that next year's our year and they decide to actually go for it and half our pitching staff blows their arm out because they just, you know, this is their year, so they decide to do it this year. I'm so aggravated by it, the fact that we've waited and now we have little to no movement available and they just keep putting pieces in the minors. And it's like it almost reminds me of the room that my mom had that I wasn't allowed to go in unless – specific family was there. Like, we're just putting more awesome couches and sofas in there, but no one's allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to touch the farm system because this isn't the year that we declared it's supposed to be. They kind of owe it to us, and they just, I don't know. I take it as a slap in the face of the fan, really. It's kind of a, I don't know, just disappointing, really.
I think if they don't make a single move to try to help this team, I think that in a sports sense is a criminal thing.
Well, right now, this York move eventually should be somebody who steps into their lineup, I would hope, sooner rather than later. What percentage are you putting on it, Pony, that you think they're going to add a major league bat by the deadline?
49.8%.
Better chance that they don't than they do.
Donnie, is the guy in line one from like the Yukon territory?
Yukon, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Do you know where that is, Malzy?
I'm going to guess North Central PA.
Jeff, is that where Yukon, Pennsylvania is?
I'm right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike in New Stanton, PA.
So how long would it take you to get here to
an
where
hour.
We are?
He'd be an hour.
Okay.
I'll be damned. There it is.
35 minutes the way I drive.
Wow.
You sound like my wife, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just heard you guys read the lineup, the last three guys.
Yep.
Bay, Triolo, Grandal.
Yep.
My first thing is, why does Grandal still have a job with us? Number two, why does Chapman still have a job with us? And number three, if we're going to hire people off the Social Security line, pay them nothing.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you. Skeens wants Grandal to catch him.
That's it.
And so Bart's in at DH tonight, so you keep his bat, but he wants Grandal. Here's Jimmy in Monroeville. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Great show.
Thank you.
Can we just call it what it is? This is a farm club for the real maybe six or eight teams that run the league. And until, like, this nutting guy actually puts his money where his mouth is, and he has money, what are they doing? Seriously, what is this, spinning wheels in mud? It's a joke.
They have 24 and a half hours to change the narrative that's out there.
You know what they're doing?
The one guy that was printing something who brought that up, it's not wrong.
When you said congratulations on all your success, Tim, I think he thought you meant about his job, and then he said something about Medicare. It's an easy way to print money. Yes. I want to know what that guy was up to. If I were going to criticize it in like one sentence, I believe they have approached this entire thing they've been scared. They've acted very scared. We're timid. We're going to be about next 2 years or so. We're just going to try to wait and see and hope it's enough.
Let's see what Rob and Clarion thinks. Hello, Rob.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Hello, Rob.
Good. Hey, I've been a Pirates fan for a whole long time, and I am actually kind of shocked at how many people actually think that the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to do something at the deadline. I am astonished to think that they're going to do something. They're just not going
to
do it.
Well, Rob, I'm going to put you on hold and reward all those years of being a Pirates fan by giving you tickets to see Green Day and the Smashing Pumpkins at PNC Park Sunday, September 1st. So Donnie's going to get you hooked up in a second here. Astonished, I think, is going too far, because the years where they've been in it, for the most part, in the Huntington era, they would make moves.
Not the moves people wanted to see, but the
Archer one blew up spectacularly.
But Bird was a good acquisition. Jay Happ was a terrific acquisition. They even tried to get Wandy. They got Wandy.
Yep.
They went after Derek Lee and Ryan Ludwig for a team that, frankly, was actually fading badly out of contention, but they tried to do something. But I do think people mean when they, you know, when there's, why is there an expectation that they're going to go out and get the biggest name on the market? The one time they did it was a horrible disaster.
But I shifted my sights on guys that were way, way below the best days ago. And
By the way, the reason why, to answer his other question, the reason why, like, he's saying, how could people be this dumb and think it was going to be any different? There's still time for it to change.
Right.
But also,
but most of those guys they wanted are gone, or I wanted,
at least. No, I agree. I'm just saying, I think the one thing that made people feel it might be different is Skeens. They felt like he was so overwhelming, so good, that it would change even their minds. Good.
That music means it's time for a Bucko Minute. And we are joined by a guy that is going to be very busy over the next 24 hours, and that is Pirates beat writer from the Post-Gazette, Noah Hyles. All right, Noah, they make the York deal with Boston. They got anything else brewing?
I think so. I don't think they're done yet. I think that was a move where, if you just look at what both sides acquired and gave up, it was one team had a pitcher that they couldn't necessarily figure out, and they had better guys ahead of him, and the Red Sox kind of same thing. They had some younger, better middle infielders, both at the major league level and at the prospect, you know, in the minor leagues. And they said, let's just trade spare parts and see if we can get more out of these guys after a swap. So that was a simple move. I still think they have more moves in store for their 2024 club.
Why is York, or when is, I shouldn't say this, when is York going to be on the big club since he got assigned to AAA?
I don't know. I mean, the guy's only played 38 games in AAA in his career. So I think they just want to keep him in the minors to get his feet wet here. I was way off on this, Noah.
I thought he was going to be immediate help to fill the Nick Gonzalez void.
And he might be. Uh-huh. I think it's just something where right now I think they want him to ease into this, because he's still a relatively new player to AAA. And I think that would be a very big jump, especially into the role that you're suggesting, where you go from a brand new AAA player to an everyday starting second baseman in the major leagues. I think we will see him potentially in September, or maybe even in mid-August. But I think he's got to play a couple weeks in Indianapolis to earn that spot, that opportunity over some of the other guys they already have.
So if they're not going to get immediate help from York now, where is the help going to come from?
I mean, there are guys out there. I mean, a guy that I remember mentioning to you, and this isn't something that I've heard, but I think a guy that would make sense considering all the situation is, I just forgot his name on the spot here. the Rays middle infielder. Rosario. There it is.
Yes, Ahmed Rosario.
Yeah,
yes.
I think would make a lot of sense. And that's just me looking at what might be available. That's nothing I've heard, but you consider the Rays fire sale that's going on right now, and he's a guy who can come in and both or play outfield and second base.
Do you believe the Diaz stuff?
I mean, I don't not believe it. I think they've inquired on a lot of guys.
How close do you think they've been on some of these guys? Like Chisholm, we're hearing Jim Bowden
say. A lot of second place finishes, a lot of silver medal stands here.
Yep.
Noah, they're loving the Olympics, finishing in with silver.
Yeah, I do think they've been close. From the conversations I've had, I think that Charrington wants the deal to be perfect in his eyes. And he's been very strong with his opinion. And if it's not completely ideal, if it's not the perfect deal,
When has any team in Major League history executed a trade that when they made the trade, they said, this is literally the perfect trade. Thank God we've done it.
I don't know. I haven't interviewed every GM after they made a trade.
That would be a hell of a project. Do that this offseason.
You know what I mean, though? I'm not saying that to attack you. I'm just saying it's what a ridiculous thing. And I think you're right in your assumption that he wants the trade to be like a complete win for him.
That's not an assumption. That's
fact.
That's based off a conversation I've had with people. This is a guy who wants it to be exactly how they want it to be. And
it's never going to be there. Never going to even try to contend for a team because the teams that it creates for next year and the year after, there'll probably be one thing wrong with those teams, and that'll be, you know what, can't go with that anymore. It's not a perfect team. Can't augment them. They have one flaw.
I mean, I even said to Chris, Noah, because MLB.com now has York as the fifth best prospect in the Pirates organization, so now he becomes an untouchable because he's one of their best prospects, like... You've said you don't think they want to trade any of their top 10 guys, right?
I think they wouldn't. I said they wouldn't do it for a rental player.
Okay.
I think they'd be willing to trade a top 10 guy if it brought back a player with multiple years of control. It's just, is there a player that fits that category that they deem worthy of doing that? So that's the big question. Based off of how the market looks right now, yep. I don't know if we'll see them do that tomorrow. I think we'll see rentals. I still think they're in the mix for a rental outfielder, and I think that might add to the bullpen as well.
Do you think they might subtract from the bullpen or from the starting rotation?
Nothing significant. If they make a subtraction, it would be a guy. I don't think they're trading Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah,
I don't
think
they're trading Colin Holderman.
Do you think Martin Perez will be a Pirate past the deadline?
That's an interesting question. I do not know the answer to. I mean, I look at him and Marco Gonzalez as two guys that I think you could flash to a team that might be looking to add a long reliever or maybe a sixth starter just to eat some innings and buy some space. And those would be two veterans that I think that they could dangle and maybe include with a prospect or two to get a rental player. So I don't know if they'll be around.
Noah, you said that Ben Charrington's trying to make the perfect trade, and that's been the big hang-up here. So along those lines, what do you think prevented the Jazz Chisholm thing from happening with the Pirates?
I don't know. I think what the Jazz Chisholm trade comes down to is, and I think this is probably the case with a lot of deals, the Miami Marlins were looking to get position players in return for Jazz. And if you look at the Pirates farm system, they don't have the quality position player prospects to offer that other organizations do. I mean, the guys the Yankees gave up, one of them is a top three prospect.
According to Baseball America, universal.
My immediate reaction to that is, how does a team like the Yankees that's every single year pretty much picking well after the Pirates in the draft in every round got a farm system that is that much more stocked than the Pirates is, or at least stocked with players a team like the Marlins wants?
The same way they've been able to draft a guy and develop guys, you know, draft stars and develop them. I mean, it's a good organization. They pay the top baseball minds out there to continue working for them and find talent and develop talent. I mean, that's just how baseball works. It's why the Dodgers, I mean, everyone thinks about how they spend money on free agents. They also develop a lot of really good baseball players. They find a lot of diamonds in the rough, late rounds and drafts or prospects that no one else wants, and they turn them into three-war players because they have some of the best baseball minds in their front office. And that's what you get when you pay big money for people in your front office.
We saw the Penguins go in the tank after the Gensel trade. If this team does nothing, you're in the locker room almost every day. If they do nothing to make this team better, how do you think that's going to go over with the 26 guys in there?
They're going to keep going. I mean, this is a team that's they don't know any better. It's different with the Penguins, where that's a team that's headlined by people who have – they know what the winning thing looks like. They know what a roster that wins the Stanley Cup looks like. They're familiar with that. This team is almost – it's like blissfully ignorant. Like, they don't know any better, so they're going to keep going. And I think that that's a good thing right now. That's not meant to sound like a dig at the Pirates. It's just there's a group of guys that a lot of them haven't been in this position where they've been playing competitive baseball this time of the year. And I think that because of that ignorance, they're just not going to be discouraged regardless of what happens at the deadline. They're going to keep going for it.
Give us two names the Pirates acquire in the next 24 and a half hours.
Oh, man. All right. Well, don't say that I've heard these. This is just speculation on my end. But yeah. I would – Conan, and I'll go with Kevin Pillar and TJ McFarland, I think would be two guys that would make a lot of sense, both on expiring deals, both could get really cheap, and both would make this team better.
All right, there you go. In Houston, Noah Hyles with the Pirates. By the way, is Cherington down there, or is he back here?
I haven't seen him. I would have to assume he's probably back in Pittsburgh, okay. But I don't know that for sure.
All right, gotcha.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.